the ball to start the second half. They inbound, play is back in. Going to be the only mysteries here is will this game stay out of running time? Down low to McCarty, who moves around Dobie. Dobie got him to change that shot, missed it. Rebound back out, scoring is Ben Bates. First points for Bates tonight. Yeah, can the Evergreens get to 100? Can this game stay out of running time? No look pass down low. Colton Keelman to Cooper Bradfish, who missed at the rim. Went out of bounds off one of the Newman players. Evergreens will get it right back. Braden Kinderman will inbound under his own basket. Kinderman bounces this over to Colton Keelman. Thought about the three. Keelman was trying to pass that inside, knocked away. Newman comes back the other way and scoring. Mason Prey. So the first 4 points of the second half belong to the Cardinal. It's 55-26. 55-26 Evergreens. Dobie in the corner thought about the three. Bounces down low. Extra pass in traffic. Evergreens player traveled. Yeah. Braden Kinderman in traffic tried to get around the two Newman players and traveled while doing it. Braden looks around like he was bumped. May have been. Cardinals thinking about the three. Mason Prey back out. Here comes a three ball. Too strong for Jacob Piffner. Goes out of bounds. Unable to squeeze that was Jamison Morgan. 1 of my senior year highlights for Jamison Morgan. He had his trumpet out on that Saturday we played over the junior high school and gave us the national anthem before the game began. He was excellent. Overplay here. Newman drives in. Mason Prey to the rim. Scores. 6-0 run for the Cardinal to open the second half. 55-28. Up to the front court, Braden Kinderman. Yeah, this five got cold in the mid-stages of the first half. Evergreens put their starters back in. And this is a bad pass here by Kinderman. Picked up here, fading away by Stobie. No good. Rebound blocked away by McCarty. Rejected along the baseline. The Newman player is unable to save it. Cooper Bradfish had that one come back at him. Pretty high velocity. Evergreens will inbound as the ball was knocked out right in front of their own bench. Evergreens still looking for their first points of the half. Bryce Dobie double-teamed in the corner. Gets it over to Jamison Morgan. Morgan in traffic to the lane. That's blocked. McCarty has just fouled Cooper Bradfish. Bradfish will go to the free throw line and shoot two. McCarty, only player with any height for the Cardinals, 6'3", will stay in with one foul. Two free throws here. The first is no good for Cooper Bradfish. Coop rushed that free throw. What you're looking for is the full set. You go through the entire routine just like you do in practice. Second free throw. Got that one to roll just over the front lip of the rim and in. Evergreen's first points of the second half. So Newman opened second half on a 6-1 run. McCarty fading back, make it an 8-1 run. McCarty has just scored. He's got six for the night. 56-30. Dobie drives in, took an extra step, I think. No, he was pushed. Foul here. Took that extra step because he was stumbling forward. Isaac Seidel, freshman, called for his third. Evergreens inbound underneath. Kinderman to trigger it in. Way up high to Dobie. Three ball in the air off the front rim. Kinderman gets the rebound. Looks to go back out. Foul line extended, picked up his dribble. That's kicked by one of the Newman players, not called. Goes into the backcourt where the Evergreens retrieve it. Colton Keelman, no backcourt violation off the Newman defender. Down low to Dobie, tried to make that pass inside. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up there by Cooper Bradfish. Bradfish to Dobie, blocked. Got his own rebound, though. Comes back out, left hand up and off the front of the rim. Colton Keelman, Newman gets the rebound in transition. Seidel to the rim, stays in with three fouls. He scores, and he's fouled. Chance for a three-point play. So Seidel, the freshman, stays in with the three fouls and pays a dividend. Fouls on Colton Keelman. His second, team's first. Completing the three-point play is Seidel, who now has 7 points. 56-33. Evergreens again still looking for their first basket from the field here. Got a whistle. Elbow on the baseline called against the Evergreens' Braden Kinderman. Kinderman's looking around like he's surprised. Second foul, team second. Ball goes over to Newman. So Newman's on an 11-1 run since halftime. 56-33. Looking on the clear out, Nick Brenner was cut off by Dobie, goes back out. Evergreens may give their regular starters a little more work before this is done. Back out, Isaac Seidel. Kinderman is on him, pulls up, long two, that is good. Isaac Seidel, the freshman. 56-35. 13-1 run here. Evergreens have the ball, back out, three ball, Cooper Bradfish, good. Cooper Bradfish had a three in the first half, has a three in the second half, 59-35. Three ball the other end. Does Newman have an answer? That's short from Mason Prey. Rebound comes out to Colton Keelman of the Evergreens. Long outlet pass all the way ahead to Braden Kinderman in the corner. Got a screen from Jamison Morgan. Morgan gets the ball back. Foul line extended. Dobie open three. Corner off the front rim. No good. Tipped back out. Evergreens get another look. Tipped out by Cooper Bradfish and then saved by Keelman. Along the baseline, that's out of bounds off Newman. Evergreens will keep the ball. 14 minutes left in the game. 59-35. Evergreens leading the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Ball inbounded underneath all the way up high to Cooper Bradfish. Cross court at the feet of Braden Kinderman. Kinderman drives in, splits defenders, rejected by McCarty, who lobs it ahead, breakaway at the other end. Mason Prey scores. McCarty rejected Kinderman down at the other end. 59-37, Evergreen's baseline. Dobie dribbles through two defenders, almost lost it. Goes back out to Colton Keelman, hanging two, rims around, no good. McCarty gets the rebound for the Cardinals. You know, if the Cardinals score here, the Evergreens are going to take a timeout, I would imagine. To the rim, too strong. McCarty got his own rebound, and he's fouled. He'll get to the free throw line. Evergreens only 4 points since halftime. This foul's on Cooper Bradfish. It's his third. 59-37. No subs at the Everest scorer's table. Two free throws. McCarty's first is good. This one here could make it a 20-point game. Yes, sir. 59-39. Evergreens led 55-22 at halftime. 59-39 now, looking to drive in, stopping, pulling up too strong. Cooper Bradfish, another miss. And a rebound, Isaac Seidel. Evergreens have not been doing a good job on the board since halftime. This Evergreens group of seniors have been out-rebounded badly. Here's Ben Bates to McCarty, who spins left hand. McCarty has scored. 59-41 at the 13-minute mark. Evergreens pull up along the baseline. Missing from close range is Kinderman. Loose, saved along the baseline to Bryce Dobie, who scores. Bryce now has 8 points. 61-41. Evergreens putting in new players here. Ball is tied up. Let's see who's coming in for the Evergreens. One, two, three, four, five new players. Logan Ebersole. Colton Hall. That's Bo Spoke coming in. Jesse Rombowski. And who's 33 for the Evergreens who's coming in here? Trey Boblinski. Is that Trey? Where's 33 on the JV? Even at the scorer's table, there's a moment of pause here. Bo Spoke dribbles into traffic, goes back out. Evergreens work the perimeter, and the Evergreens have thrown the ball out of bounds. Logan Ebersole threw it right over the head of his teammate in the corner. Wausau Newman will sub out Nick Brenner, and in comes Jacob Piffner. Piffner had 4 points in the first half. 12.5 minutes to play in the game, 61-41 Evergreens. Down low to McCarty, he's got Ebersole on him, spins over Logan, misses at the rim. Rebound tip to Logan. Ebersole, not that ball ahead. Everest player is bumped down hard. Colton Hall hits the deck. Fouls on Newman. Cardinals' third team foul. Joe Simons called for it, his first. Non-shooting. Hard foul, but non-shooting. McCarty, who's been the best player in the second half, is going out right now. Colton Hall will inbound underneath. And turned over on the inbound pass. Joe Simons, stolen right back by Ebersol, who scores, and he's fouled. Logan Ebersol will get to the free throw line. He'll shoot additional. Boy, our official down there in front of the bench just blew his whistle for a second time. We got something else here? Logan Ebersol gets the basket. Logan's first point of the night. Was fouled underneath by Mason Prey, and the free throw to complete the three-point play is good, and that's all. 64-41. Stolen away here by Rombowski. Loose. Ebersol can't pick it up. Shuttled ahead there by Colton Hall to Ebersol. In a blowout game, Colton Hall hustling and got the ball ahead to Logan Ebersol, who scored. 66-41 Evergreens. Under 12 to play in the game. Long two, round and out, no good for Mason Prey. Got a loose ball foul on the rebound against the Evergreens. Be the Evergreens' fourth team foul. Colton Hall. Colton Hall's playing time next year. He's a sophomore now, going to go way, way up. In the act of shooting, so two free throws for Jacob Piffner. The first is good. We're sponsored tonight by M&J Marine, the best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine, I-39 to exit 181 Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. Piffner makes the second free throw, 66-43, open for a three, too strong for Ebersold. Evergreens get the rebound, have a loose ball foul on the Evergreens. Nope, it's on Newman. Mason Prey has picked up his third. Team's fourth, and the Evergreens will inbound underneath. Bo Spoke will inbound. To Colton Hall in traffic. Back to Bo Spoke, who missed the layup in traffic. It was contested, rolled it off the side of the rim. Newman gets the rebound. Looking to spin in Mason Prey. He traveled. Yeah, offensive foul. Had his arm out. Mason Prey tried to get through the lane using that arm bar, and that gets called. Mason Prey just picked up his fourth. So that's a Newman starter who's about to go out of the game. And Nick Brenner will come back in. Prey's a freshman. Brenner's a junior. So we swap in some experience. Evergreens by 23, 66-43, 11:15 to play in county. Colton Hall could have split defenders. Goes back out to Ebersol. Three ball off the back rim. No good. Joe Nimitz clears the boards for the Cardinal. To the baseline, Brenner, three ball, no good. Newman has only one three. Got a push on the rebound against the Evergreens. Jesse Rombowski. What we'd like not to see in this blowout game, a lot of fouls, a lot of going to the bonus, going to the free throw line down the stretch will keep us here longer than need be. And we have cake out in the lobby for the seniors. We don't want to delay that a moment longer than we have to. Evergreens have five team fouls, Newman with six. Newman has the ball off the common foul, driving in traffic, Quinn Reeves. Reeves lost the handle. Colton Hall got a hand in there. Ebersol picks it up for the Evergreens. Bo Spoke along the baseline in traffic, pulls up, hit the side of the rim, no good. Newman in transition, two on one. Nick Brenner. Brenner makes a nice pass ahead, scores. Bates gets the basket. Thomas Bates, the freshman. Has four for the night. 21-point lead. Evergreens driving. Got a foul as Colton Hall started that move to the basket. Non-shooting foul. Basketball tonight is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Wausau South 3rd Avenue. Wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts, and Irish setter boots. Serving Central Wisconsin for 80 years. Baseman of Wausau. Newman fouls on Quinn Reeves. It's a 1-1. No more fouls to give for Newman. And Colton Hall shoots the free throw. It's good. Colton will get the bonus. Colton Hall's first points of the night. second free throw. That one's good, too. 68-45. 10.5 to play until final horn. Newman into the front court. Cardinals are fighting, haven't given up. Got a whistle away from the ball. Foul is on Newman. It's a moving screen. Turned over. Quinn Reeves. Evergreens will get the ball back. This possession will bring us under 10 minutes to play in the game. Colton Hall runs the point, drives in, goes back out. Ebersol thought about the three, leaves it for the corner. Evergreens work the perimeter. Bo Spoke swinging to the lane. He's fouled. Bo Spoke gets to the free throw line. That possession did not bring us under 10 minutes. Clock stops with 10:02 to play in the game. Charlie McCarty, who's back in. McCarty's the leading scorer for Newman with 10 points. Committed the foul. Bo's folks. First free throw is good. Bo is in the varsity scoring column tonight. Now this message. There are two types of students at every school. Those who bully and those who don't. If you see someone being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from WIFC, the Kasura Kids Foundation, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, and these Midwest Communications stations. Bo Spoke makes his second free throw, driving to the rim. McCarty, he missed. Bo Spoke gets the rebound. Long pass ahead, tipped out of bounds by the Newman player. Evergreens will inbound underneath. The two Spoke free throws bring us to 70-45. I think the rest of the Everest starters will not be getting any more work today. Inbounded way up high. Evergreen's Bo Spoke in traffic to the rim. Rolls off the rim. Bo gets his own rebound and reverses at the rim and scores. Bo Spoke has the last 4 points for the Evergreens. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It's off one of the Everest defenders. Newman will inbound. Could imagine the Evergreens may be putting their regular starters back in so they can be brought out one at a time and acknowledged by the crowd here. This ball is knocked away. Scoring at the other end for the Evergreens. Basket there. Landon Mezzi scoring for the Evergreens. So the Evergreens using a very deep bench here. Newman's got the ball here. Now Evergreens back down low. Underneath scoring. Evergreens' Colton Hall feeds Logan Ebersol. 76-45. Travel in the corner. The Newman Cardinal have turned it over. Quinn Reeves. Newman got within 20. Evergreens are now up by 31. Long pass ahead to Ebersol. Set shot three from the corner. Good. Logan Ebersol. He's just showing off now. Ebersol for the night now has 10. Ball rotates into the corner. Wausau Newman. No look pass into traffic. Jacob Piffner lost the handle. Knocked away. He's fouled. That's the Evergreens' last foul to give. Logan Ebersold's first. So now both teams go into the bonus. They're going to judge that Piffner was in the act of shooting. He'll get two free throws. Basketball is brought to you by Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Tlusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. Piffner rushes his free throws and missed that one. Just a sophomore. I mean, a lot of these Newman players will get better. It's a young team. Freshmen and sophomores get a lot of time on the varsity floor for the Newman Catholic Fighting Cardinal this year. Piffner makes his second free throw, 79-46. Colton Hall leaves it in the corner. Evergreens rotate around. Ebersol thought about the three, now pulls it back down. Tried to pass that underneath. It's knocked away and turned over. Taken away by Nick Brenner. 8 minutes to play. McCarty to the rim. He's fouled. Free throws coming up. Logan Ebersol picks up his second. McCarty back to the free throw line. He is 6 of 8 from the free throw line tonight. Now he is 6 of 9 as that goes right off the front rim. Dunright Exteriors is a sponsor of Evergreen Sports this year. Siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For 65 years, Dunright, a real standout in the community. Second free throw is also a miss. Evergreen secure the rebound. Here's Bo Spoke into the front court. Spoke to the rim, drives in. He's fouled. This game may take a while because it seems like every drive to the basket has a foul called now. This foul is on Nick Brenner. Bo Spoke will shoot two. 79-46 Evergreens. And there's the Evergreens 280. Kyle Lang comes in for the first time as McCarty comes out for Wausau Newman. Kyle Lang is a junior. Spoke has one more. Good. Evergreens are indeed going to approach 100 tonight. They're 19 points away from that, and there's still 8 minutes left in the game. The only thing that might stop them is whether we go in running time or not. The Evergreens stretch out the lead any further. Along the baseline, Nick Brenner lost this ball. Bo Spokes fights for it. Bo takes it away. Gives it ahead. Scoring at the rim is the Evergreens' Landon Mezzi. Evergreens are going to take a timeout now as they're going to put in new players. Evergreens take a timeout. 7:40 left in the game. It's 83-46. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Doesn't it seem like things are always getting more expensive? Groceries, the rent, even utilities. Cost of living is up, but Allstate can help lower your cost of driving. With new lower auto rates, you get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise from a local Allstate agent. Now, with new lower rates, you're in good hands with Allstate.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Get a quote today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Ball out of the timeout, trailing 83-46. The Evergreens have put in four new players, their original starters. Colton Keelman, Cooper Bradfish, Braden Kinderman, Bryce Dobie, and Jamison Morgan. A miss at the rim for Newman. Battling here, Joe Nimitz goes out of bounds. Last touch by one of the Everest players. Newman will inbound. Charlie McCarty comes back in. Thomas Bates goes out. Newman inbounds underneath their own basket. All the way up high and almost stolen. Nick Brenner has it. Pifner back to Brenner. Dobie is on him. Right at the 7 minute mark left in the game. Pifner guarded up close by Kinderman. Down low to McCarty, double teamed back out. While that three had to go up by Nick Brenner. Only 1-3 tonight for the Newman Cardinal. Along the baseline, Quinn Reeves, too strong, went in traffic, pinballs out of bounds off the Evergreens. Newman opened the second half on a 12-1 run. Not that it mattered. They were down 55-22 at halftime. Inbounded way up high to Pifner. Over to the corner. And the Evergreens close out their regular season on Thursday, hosting Rhinelander. A game that got moved around from the original schedule. McCarty down low, right under the cylinder, turns it over. Pass was down low, and Jamison Morgan picks it up for the Evergreens. Over to Colton Keelman, open for a three. Shot round and out, no good. Newman gets the rebound, Quinn Reeves. Newman with a three. Pifner missed badly. And underneath, Braden Kinderman gets the rebound. Kinderman lobs this all the way ahead to Dobie underneath. Almost fell out of bounds. Gives it right back to Kinderman, who is fouled. Free throws coming up to the Evergreens. Joe Simons, his second. Team's 10th. This was in the act of shooting. The Evergreens will shoot the double bonus for the rest of the night. First free throw for Braden Kinderman is no good. We'll say this very quietly. Kinderman is 0-for-3 from the free throw line. See if you can get this one in here. Eyes the rim. High, arcing, and that one's good. Kinderman kind of shot that one a different way and got it to go down. Kinderman's got 7 for the night. 84-46. If the Evergreens go up by just 2 more points, the clock will not stop for the remainder of the game. Driving into the rim, scoring, Quinn Reeves. Reeves gets his first points of the night. 5:45 left. Here's Kinderman. Leaves it over for Cooper Bradfish. Now over to Colton Keelman. Keelman drives, foul line extended. Pulling up and too strong is Kinderman. Got a rebound attempt by the Evergreens and free throws coming up. Who's going to shoot him? Jamison Morgan shoots 2 free throws. First is good. Jamison Morgan is in the scorer's column tonight. Student section enjoying the blowout win. Jamison Morgan got both of his free throws. 86-48. Ball's almost knocked away there by the Evergreens. Cooper Bradfish hits out off Coop. Newman will keep it in front of their own bench. Little trouble getting this in into the corner with Nick Brenner. Brenner's guarded by Doby down low, spinning at the rim. Tough miss there. Kyle Lang, rebound up and in for Ben Bates. Bates scores. 86-50. Outside 3. Good for Cooper Bradfish. Bradfish has 3 threes tonight and 10 points for Cooper Bradfish. It's 89-50 at the 5-minute mark. It's for the Evergreen 16th win. Pass down low. That's blocked by Cooper Bradfish, rejecting Ben Bates. Got it back. Got a foul. Foul is on Jamison Morgan, his 4th. I think. Or is it on the... Is this on Newman? I was going to say the ball went out of bounds off of Walsall Newman, I guess. Evergreens get the ball back. Evergreens lead by 39. Bounce down low to Kinderman. In traffic, back out 3. Keelman, too strong, no good. Jamison Morgan has just committed another loose ball foul. Jamison Morgan's 4th. We walk down to the other end to shoot a 1-1. In comes Connor Crotch. Nick Brenner is out. So Walsall Newman is using a deeper bench. This game has been non-competitive for a while. Quinn Reeves, front end of the 1-1. No good. Rebound to the Evergreens, Colton Keelman. Evergreens go cross court. Keelman, 3, too strong. Fighting for that rebound is Kinderman. Newman gets it. Piffner has it. He's trapped in the corner. Almost turns the ball over. Newman comes away with it. 2-on-1. Now the Evergreens are back defensively. Spinning through the lane and missing underneath. Joe Nimitz. Rebound put up and in. Kyle Lang. 89-52. Evergreens underneath. Bryce Doby spins. He's fouled. 4:04 left in the game. 2 free throws coming up for Bryce. Foul is on Quinn Reeves, who's picked up his 3rd. Double bonus here, so 2 free throws on the way. First right off the back of the bracket. No good. One more here. Up and in. Bryce has 9 points tonight. 90-52. Newman around the perimeter. Quinn Reeves. Reeves has Cooper Bradfish on him. Bounce down low to McCarty in traffic. Ball out of bounds. Foul on the Evergreens. So 1-1. Non-shooting. Evergreens player tried to rip that ball away from McCarty. Colton Keelman is called for his 3rd. 1-1. Front end is a miss. The Evergreens get the rebound. Cooper Bradfish. McCarty's been blowing hot and cold from the free throw line. Pass down low. Knocked out of bounds off one of the Newman players. Evergreens will keep the ball. McCarty had hit 4 free throws in a row. But for the night is 6 of 11. Evergreens inbound all the way up high. 3 ball here is off the back rim. A miss for Cooper Bradfish. Fighting for the rebound. Colton Keelman went down hard and is hurt. Keelman, who does not start for the Evergreens but sees a lot of playing time, goes down hard and is... Athletic trainer's going to come over and take a look at him. He gets up under his own power. Just what you don't want to see in what really is a meaningless game with the playoffs starting next week. No injuries. Bo Svoke will come in, and Colton Keelman is going to be done for the night. 90-52, Evergreens. Walsaw Newman with the ball. Here's Quinn Reeves. Bounces that down low, turned over. Now that's off one of the Evergreens players. Cooper Bradfish had that go off him. That pass couldn't have been that bad, right? Had to go off one of the Evers players, and it did. Newman puts the ball back in play into the corner. Goes up high. Connor Crouch over to Quinn Reeves. Reeves is cut off. Open for a 3. Set shot off the backboard. A bad miss. Comes all the way back out. Another 3 ball. Round and out. Jacob Piffner. And Newman gets the rebound again. They'll get a third look at the basket. Down low to Connor Crouch. Off his hands. Bounced off one of the Everest defenders. Newman still gets the ball. 3:02 left in the game. The Everest regular starters played for about 5 minutes in the first half. That's all they played. Bryce Dobie knocked this out of bounds. Turned over off Newman. The Evergreens get it back. 90-52. Evergreens by 38 and 3 minutes until this one comes to a close. Looking to drive in for the Evergreens as Kinderman goes back out in traffic. Extra pass along the baseline. Jamison Morgan turned over. Picked up here by Quinn Reeves. Reeves for the Fighting Cardinal into the front court. Evergreens have had the ball now 3 times where if they score, they would have put the game into running time up by 40, and they've not scored either time. Pass along the baseline to Joe Nemitz, who scores at the rim. 60-54. Here's Bo Svoke. High screen for Bo, left in the corner, Bryce Dobie. Way up high now to Cooper Bradfish. 3 ball, he missed everything. Saved along the baseline, nope, out of bounds. Braden Kinderman tried to save it, couldn't. Cooper's not been afraid of hoisting in this game. Had 3 threes, 1 in the first half, 2 earlier in the second. Had 3 or 4 misses since then. 2:10 and counting. Down low to McCarty. Got Morgan on him. Goes back out to Quinn Reeves. On the perimeter, Jacob Piffner. Piffner with his dribble and under 2 minutes to play now. Almost thrown into the backcourt. Saved by Connor Crouch. Almost stolen on the overplay by Cooper Bradfish. Long 2 is a miss by Quinn Reeves. Rebound to Braden Kinderman. Kinderman's played with a high motor all game. Hangs in the lane too strong. McCarty gets the rebound. Yeah, Braden Kinderman's been all hustle. Here's a 3 from the far side. Connor Crouch, the freshman, good. 90-57, which means this game is not going to be played in running time. It'll be played out standard. Reach in foul here on Connor Crouch. Double bonus coming. Braden Kinderman, who's 1 for 4 from the free throw line. He's now 2 for 5. Kinderman makes it. It's 8 points tonight. Make it 9. Got them both. 92-57. Sounds about right. Pass along the baseline. Stolen by Bo Svoke of the Evergreens. Bo into the front court, ahead to Kinderman. High arcing 3 ball, good. Braden Kinderman. 95-57. 1 minute left in this one. Senior night for the Evergreens. Take the closing moments here to salute our seniors. Some of them didn't play very much tonight. That ball is turned over. Pass down low, taken away by Jamison Morgan. 45 seconds left. The class of 2020, DC Evers basketball, there are 11 of them. Colton Keelman, Cade Sievertson, Alex Studeman, Cooper Bradfish, Braden Kinderman, Ethan Ostrowski, Keaton Edwards, Bryce Doby, and Jamison Morgan. Brian Hallenbach, the 11th senior, did not play tonight. Evergreens just hold this ball on the outside with 20 seconds left in the game, and the Evergreens will take their victory. I don't think the Evergreens are going to shoot. Jamison Morgan is asked to dribble out the final 15 seconds here. And our final score will be 95-57. 95-57 as we wait for a final horn. Back in the studio, we owe you a 30-minute break, and we will take it right now. Evergreens 95, Newman Cardinals 57. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
A year ago, Daniel resolved to stop putting off what he wanted, a career in information technology. He enrolled in My Computer Career and is now a few months into his IT career. Make 2020 your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes are on campus or live online. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. mycomputercareer.edu.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
We thank the Newman Catholic Cardinals for making the trip just down the road from their Wausau campus to the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, the DC Everest Evergreens came up winners on senior night. It was lopsided, 95-57. We'll total up our scoring sheet, and we'll be back with the game summary. A happy recap in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
My name is Easton Brooks, and I'm from Kronenwetter, Wisconsin. I had a crossbite. It was so bad that I could have gotten braces when I was 6.
We had been told that he needed braces, and then they weren't really following up, so we got lots of referrals for Dr. DeVorney. They're really accommodating. He makes you feel at ease and, like, confident in his choices and explains why things are happening and gave us a plan.
I have been going for about a year and a half. My teeth have been way straighter than I've ever had them. Eating, talking, even since it was affecting my speech before, my teeth were so bad. It's definitely helped my confidence. I like that.
I'm John DeVorney. I am the owner of DeVorney Orthodontics. Our main office is in Wausau. We have a satellite in Anago. All of our consultations are free of charge. You do not need a referral to come see me. You can call and make an appointment. 715-842-5688.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh ribeye steak Philly, a thick third-pound Country Fresh burger, a Country Fresh chicken ranch sandwich, an award-winning Country Fresh brat, and more. And while you're there, make sure to grab something for the grill because winter is still the perfect time to grill out. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 117 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
If you're like me, and like everyone else I know, you love free stuff. That's why I'm excited to tell you that ButcherBox is offering the best free thing ever, meat. For a limited time, ButcherBox is throwing in 2 pounds of delicious grass-fed, organic, free-range, hormone-free ground beef in every box for the life of your subscription when you sign up today. That's a good deal, right? In addition to their ground beef, all the meat you get from ButcherBox is humanely raised, the way it's meant to be, with no added hormones or antibiotics ever. Chicken, pork, and steak to seafood like salmon and scallops. ButcherBox has more than 20 different cuts of meat to choose from. And their website is loaded with awesome recipes that the whole family will love. Sign up for ButcherBox today. And for a limited time, get free ground beef for the life of your subscription plus $20 off your first box at ButcherBox.com/Doug. That's ButcherBox.com/Doug. One more time, that's ButcherBox.com/Doug.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Whether it's a rear end by a clown car or a grizzly taking a quick dip in a pool. We know home and auto insurance, and we know you could save an average of 20% when you bundle the two. Call 1-800-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Reported 2018 nationwide average savings underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Fox Sports Radio.
Game is over. The Evergreens improved to 16 wins against 5 losses at the expense of the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Final score was 95-57. Evergreens led 55-22 and outscored at halftime and outscored the Newman Catholic Cardinals in the second half 40-35. The Evergreens' regular starters played for only 5 minutes in the mid stages of the first half. So it's a pretty deep bench for the Evergreens. Who was high scorer today? That would be Braden Kinderman with 12 for the Evergreens, 11 for Cade Sievertson. 10 points each for Logan Ebersold, Ethan Ostrowski, and Cooper Bradfish. 9 points for Bryce Dobie. 8 for Keaton Edwards. 8 for Colton Keelman. 3 points for Alex Studeman in limited minutes. Colton Hall had 2. And 4 points there for Landon Mezzi, who had 2 in the later stages of the second half, 2 baskets. Cardinals also used a deep bench. In fact, everyone on the Newman roster, how often do you see that? Everyone has scored for Wausau Newman. They suit up 11. They have 11 players in the scorers column, led by Mason Prey, who had 11. Charlie McCarthy had 10. 9 points for Isaac Seidel. Gets a little thin after that. 7 for Jacob Piffner. 4 points each for Ben Bates and for Thomas Bates. 3 points for Connor Kroc. 2 for Joe Nemitz. 2 points for Quinn Reeves. And 2 points for Nick Brenner. The Cardinals, with this defeat tonight, fall to 4-17. The Evergreens have one more regular season game on Thursday. It's against Rhinelander, and you will hear that game here on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tomorrow, the girls' basketball playoffs begin. First game up will be the 16-17 play-in game, the D.C. Everest girls against Green Bay East, to be followed by the Wausau East girls at Merrill's. So that's 2 girls' basketball playoff games tomorrow. Coverage begins at 7. Coming up next, we'll have game 2 of our boys' basketball doubleheader, the Wausau East Lumberjacks at Lakeland. Game number 1 goes to the D.C. Everest Evergreens, defeating Newman 95-57. That's going to wrap up our coverage from the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Basketball.